Welcome to the show. Welcome to National Bugle Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network, republicbroadcasting.org. Go there and click on the donate button. Come on. It's Hanukkah. It's still Hanukkah, I think, isn't it? I don't know. And the Co-Certified app, providing us with the beautiful high-tech Co-Certified studios in beautiful downtown Burbank. And my guest today, Mark Dankoff. I know you're doing some important work for Co-Certified.
Well, yes, I'm in a manner of speaking. I'm certainly helping out with providing what will be not a lengthy article by any means, but what will be an article that deals with the this whole business of kosher foods and kosher certifications, both from a theological and a political perspective. And then once that's been covered a little bit, of course, then the last thing that the article will discuss is the issue of health in regard to having a very fine level of health without using these products. Certainly as it relates to theological issues that will be discussed in this article, not to mention the political support that we are providing certain types of folks when we buy these kosher products. So that's in the wings, and I did manage to finish a 3,000-and-some-odd word essay yesterday that went to Russia Inside and Russian Faith, and it's entitled Christian Martyrdom in the American Empire. They haven't posted it yet because they don't really have much time to post it in the first 24 hours that something like this is submitted. But our listeners at RBN and at National Bugle Radio can see an advance copy off of my website, which is posted at nationalbugle.com's news page. So that's another interesting aspect of this. And before we really get going, and there are a number of things we talk about off of our own news page that I've managed to post through the morning, I couldn't help but think about David Duke's show today on Rents Radio Live, where we were talking about this very fascinating academic paper that shows the Jewish bias, overwhelming Jewish bias, statistically, politically, and culturally, in how Nobel Prizes are awarded to people. And this dovetails with something from Russia Insider. They also posted a National Bugle written by Israel Shamir, who is commenting on Ron Unz's very fine piece on how it is that through all kinds of basic chicanery and out-and-out racism, you have a 10-to-1 ratio of Jews to whites as it pertains to admission to Ivy League schools. Now, why is this important? Well, it's certainly important in and of itself. Fascinatingly enough, if you start looking at CNN today and looking at the issues that they're covering that involve some kind of racial angle, and I think our listeners at RBN are certainly sophisticated enough that they will grab onto the significance of this immediately. CNN has three racially oriented stories on their current news page that have nothing to do with the Jewish bias at the Nobel Peace Prize Committee, that have nothing to do with overwhelming Jewish discrimination against whites in the Ivy League institutions, nor are they, of course, going to be talking about the fact that Israeli settlers are now calling openly for the assassination of Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. That's being featured at Press Television Iran. That very, very ugly, ugly story is not on CNN. But here's what is. CNN says, basically, in putting these up here, that these are more important than the ones I just mentioned. The first is Columbia University is investigating a sophomore who verbally accosted students about white superiority. That's CNN racial story number one.
So that's how they're framing it.
Yeah, that's how they're framing it, and this is the way they're pushing it. Number two for CNN, eight members of neo-Nazi group are accused of assaulting two men in Washington State. That's deemed to be a more important story than any of the things that I just mentioned here at the top of the hour. And then, last but not least, according to CNN, there is a far-right advent calendar that's being promoted on the net that is now being pilloried online, and according to CNN, the headline reads, "Far-right Advent calendar honoring white men is mocked online." So those are the most important racially oriented stories at CNN. If you check at this very moment, you'll see nothing there about what Israel Shamir and Ron Unz have said about Jewish discrimination against Gentiles at the Ivy League schools. Certainly nothing about what David Duke was talking about today and yesterday with Andy Hitchcock. And then obviously there's going to be no mentioning at CNN that the Israeli settler movement, which is committing crimes against international law by the second as we speak, is calling for the assassination of Mahmoud Abbas. So, folks, this is why you listen to RBN. This is why you listen to Rents. This is why you should pay attention to CNN only in seeing just how bad the coverage really is in mainstream media.
Right. And, you know, I want to all these are really important stories. And regarding the Ron Unz research, and the headline here is Jews fraudulently favored in Ivy League by 10 to 1 versus whites. And what's important is by 10 to 1 after correcting for qualifications, after correcting for achievement on the PSATs, you know, quantitative measurements of achievement. If you weren't correcting for achievement and you're just going strictly by share of population, Jews are a Jewish high school senior is 30 to 40 times more likely than a non-Jewish white high school senior to be admitted to these schools. Okay. Now, the Jewish kids have better test scores on average, but that only explains a very small part of this what you could call a bias. And so you're still, even after correcting for test scores and other forms of academic qualification, you're still left with Jews having a 1,000 time better chance of getting into these schools than whites. And that can only be explained by nepotism.
Yes, and when we understand the role of the Ivy League schools and several other schools we could throw in that are not Ivy League schools but have the same disproportionate amount of a Jewish influence in them, with, say, the University of Chicago, George Washington University in Washington, D.C., UCal, right. Berkeley, this is all a part of a structure that, of course, is led by the Ivy League schools in basically feeding into a Jewish racial supremacism that is not being reported for obvious reasons in American mainstream media. And this admissions process to these certain schools then feeds into the larger issue of who it is that continues to play a disproportionate role in the most significant and power-laden structures in the American political and banking and media scene. So this is how the system works. This is the way that it is skewed. And of course, CNN, in the way that they simply reported these asinine stories today in terms of significance, would have you believe that there's a sophomore at Columbia University who is being investigated at the highest levels, be accosted students about white superiority. Then you supposedly you know, find that this story about eight members of a so-called neo-Nazi group assaulting a couple of men in Washington State is a more significant story on a national and global basis than what we've been talking about and what Dr. Duke was talking about earlier in the last couple of days at Rents. And then, of course, this ridiculous thing about this far-right Advent calendar that is glorifying white men, you know, that somehow this, you know, represents something of any significant import to the average member of the American public in comparison to what we're talking about is completely preposterous. And then if we want to throw in the international angle once again, when these radical Israeli settlers, who are, as near as anyone can tell, and Press Television Iran covered this in the last few days, $65 million from these alleged Christian groups in the United States is going into supporting these radical settlement groups that are violating international law left and right, even as we speak. And now these radical Israeli settlement groups are calling for the assassination of Mahmoud Abbas. This somehow is not noteworthy at CNN any more than the story that came out yesterday in multiple Middle Eastern media is important to CNN and to mainstream media. And presumably at this point, that would include even Fox News. How do you like this one? The decision to assassinate Yasser Arafat was approved by the Saudis, George Herbert Walker Bush, and Ariel Sharon. This comes from a senior advisor to Arafat, who has plenty to say on this subject. And if you read the Press TV story, names and circumstances and dates, it makes for some very, very interesting consideration on our part as to the potentially factual character of that story. Nonetheless, the fact that it's not even in CNN or a number of the other mainstream media outlets like MSNBC and so forth should not surprise us in the least. And the other thing that CNN does not talk about today gets back to something we have talked about in this show in recent broadcasts, and that is Dr. Jerome Corsi of Harvard University, WorldNet Daily, the author, the neocon pro-Zionist author of Atomic Iran, who is apparently being strangled by Robert Mueller in order to get Corsi to finger Roger Stone and to finger Julian Assange and to finger Paul Manafort as being a part of this Russiagate conspiracy. CNN, as far as I can tell, has not reported what RT reported last night, and that is that Jerome Corsi is now suing Robert Mueller and at least three American intelligence agencies, the CIA, the National Security Agency, and the FBI for $350 million. So that's an interesting story to follow, although we have to go largely to the foreign media to follow that story. And the significant thing about Corsi is he has gone public and saying that he is not going, or that Corsi will go to prison if it means providing false testimony to finger people for things they didn't do and that they weren't involved in, and that he, Corsi, has no knowledge that they were involved in. And that gets back, obviously, to the Assange, Manafort, Russiagate, Roger Stone connection to all of this, that Corsi is insisting he knew nothing about, did not lie about, and that in fact is being fabricated by Mueller, is a means of ultimately getting to the President of the United States. And here's another one, folks, that is in the San Antonio media. Front page of the San Antonio Express News, went out and got an energy drink 45 minutes before getting on with Dr. Slattery again for my second radio broadcast today. And on the front page of the San Antonio Express News, and thankfully when I searched, there was a wonderful electronic version of this story that was the same story I had read at the gas station before coming back here and getting into the studio. And it's entitled, "The Feds Say an Ex-U.S. Serviceman from San Antonio Has Been Gun Smuggling to the Mexican Cartel Along with a Middleman," who, according to BATF and Homeland Security, was buying over $100,000 worth of weapons from a legitimate Houston gun dealer, converting them into various types of automatic weapon capability that would subsequently be fenced to these agents in the Mexican drug cartel. And now it's alleged officially by the feds that a U.S. serviceman with a Hispanic last name is directly involved in this, supposedly a former Army Ranger, along with three other suspects in San Antonio. Why is CNN not covering this? We'll see if they do, but I have forwarded this story both to the Iranian and the Russian media to see if they will have a particular interest in it. And then, of course, a couple of other things that we'll just throw out there, and then we can fly off in any direction imaginable. Press Television report, as the Russian media has, that six Israelis were nabbed in Colombia, my wife's home country of origin, in Colombia in a child sex network? How many of these stories do we have to read about Israelis globally, both in South America and elsewhere, folks, to begin to get the picture that just like they have a disproportionate entry into the Ivy League schools, they may have a disproportionate entry and representation in the pedophile network and in the pornography industry worldwide? Something that the ADL and the Southern Poverty Law Center certainly don't want you to consider or to start reading about. Mark Glenn of The Ugly Truth, using a story from Haaretz, has a very, very fine piece out there that we also put up on National Bugle. It's entitled The Radical Jewish Feminists and Why They Never Spoke of Their Jewish Identities. There you have it, folks. Haaretz is basically saying that these key American Jewish feminists who were involved in the complete social revolution that took over the United States in the relationship between women and men, and in sexual attitudes and in attitudes toward homosexuality and abortion and so forth, were all Jewish for the most part. Haaretz is naming the names.
And pointing out that these people did not publicly draw attention to their Jewish heritage.
Exactly.
Yet had very strong Jewish identity.
Exactly, and they deliberately conceal this for very obvious reasons. Just like CNN covers for these people when it comes to Ivy League admissions statistics, just as it pertains to the disproportionate number of Jews in the U.S. Supreme Court, just as it pertains to the amount of Israeli and Jewish lobby money that's buying American elections, just as they don't want you and me to find out about the extent to which Israeli spyware operations are going into keeping people under surveillance worldwide, including Adnan Khashoggi, who, of course, was recently murdered, and his colleague in Montreal, Omar Abdulaziz, has now filed a suit against NSO Group International, an Israeli spyware outfit that has produced this Pegasus 3 spyware that is being used presumably by Israeli intelligence and their pals in Saudi intelligence and presumably the American intelligence communities that Jerome Corsi is now suing the pants off of may have more than a passing knowledge of what's going on with this Pegasus 3 software and the extent to which it might be allowing American intelligence with the full cooperation of the Israelis, not simply to zero in on Saudi dissidents, but obviously to potentially spy on Iranians worldwide, including Iran-Americans who are loyal citizens here. And last but not least, as I told Press Television when we talked about this on air last week, can anyone really believe that this stuff is not being aimed at the American alt-right personalities in this country? And Jerome Corsi, however much we disagree with him and strenuously disagree with him in Middle Eastern policy and in matters Zionist, nonetheless, it's now emerging, of course, he was under federal surveillance while he was working with Alex Jones InfoWars.
We're heading up to the break. When we come back, I want to dive into two or three of these issues, one at a time, and get deep into it. I think first, Columbia University student, his tirade, his insensitive tirade, deserves a little bit more of a look. And then some of these other things. So we'll be right back. Stay tuned to National Bugle Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Music.
Yeah.
Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle, feeds our body with the nutrients we need to keep healthy. Just listen to what Arthur had to say.
I was just telling you, what a great product you have. I had used this about 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product. Thank you very much.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
National Bugle Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And so this kid, sophomore at Columbia, I believe he's a sophomore.
Yes.
He is not just any kid there. He's somebody who is very accomplished. He's already written two books on theoretical physics. He is... I get this information from the TDS show on the Right Stuff, but and I'm trying to confirm it all. But he's apparently working in pretty high level research with Columbia in the Columbia Physics Department. I guess working with grad students and professors. So he's a very, very smart kid, and in the Ron Unz Israel Shamir article that you alluded to, they've got some charts there, and Israel Shamir's treatment of Ron Unz's article is emphasizing the Jewish privilege aspect of it. But of course, there's another aspect of the whole Ivy League admissions scheme, and it's they can. There's a limit really to how much they can inflate Jewish numbers at these schools without being found out. So then the flip side is, well, if you can only inflate Jewish numbers to 25% or 30%, and your main perceived rival is non-Jewish whites, well, then you've got to decrease their numbers as much as possible, and hence you have massive affirmative action for blacks and Hispanics, and also for white gays and white feminists. So to as much as possible minimize the you know, heterosexual white, you know, the boogeyman. Maybe we should just rename ourselves boogeyman. And I find that very interesting. And you mentioned that the articles you saw don't mention the name of this person involved. Do you think it's because if people were to Google his name, they would find that he's authored books and started a physics YouTube channel when he was in eighth grade?
I suspect that is the case. And of course, you have preliminary information of that type that would fill in the blanks on this kid, who is not even named by name by CNN, much less any of the background of this kid provided. There are a number of things here, again, that if you read through the CNN post on this, the reaction of certain administrators to this is just, I think, incredibly overblown. I mean, this kid allegedly accosted some students of color at 4 o'clock in the morning Eastern Time Sunday. For those of you who went to college, and certainly this would apply at Valparaiso University, my alma mater, the largest Lutheran quote-unquote university in the United States, it's about as Lutheran as Notre Dame is CAC, which is to say that it's a pinko university, but suffice it, has no relationship to the historic versions of the faith whatsoever. But aside from that, you know, when I was at Valparaiso University, you had a chapel community that would have been in bed at 4 o'clock in the morning. Kids that weren't in bed at 4 o'clock in the morning, at least the better ones, were having beer with their friends under controlled circumstances with a designated driver. I mean, what really is going on here? This kid's out running around at 4 o'clock in the morning. What really is the context of this? And as you look at all the predictable responses from the Black Students Organization and an administrator, this vice president of university relations or university affairs or whatever, whose last name is Goldberg, Suzanne Gold. Yeah, that's somewhat instructive of how this plays into the tune of these Northeastern major universities in the United States. And then in terms of these videos, the fascinating thing to me is that whoever this kid is, he told CNN he would provide them with a statement, but only if the network agreed, before seeing it, to run it in its entirety. CNN declined to do so. Now, that's fascinating to me. If this kid is the despicable idiot that this CNN coverage would lead us to believe is the case, then the airing of that video, or if that's what it would show, would in fact simply corroborate CNN's case that this kid is some sort of an intellectual and political pygmy. But they won't run it. Why? If this kid is what they're trying to caricature him as, if the video would show this and underscore the fact that this kid should not be taken seriously, what is there to be afraid of? And since the Student Organization of Latinos, the Black Students Organization, and Suzanne Goldberg, the executive vice president of University Life. That's an interesting open letter among those that came out of the administration. She says, according to CNN, quote, comments of this sort cut against the core values of our community, even when they are within someone's rights to express.
Right. And we're all about with more values.
Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Welcome back to the show. So, Mark, I don't want to spend the rest of the show on this, but during the break, I was able to find this young lad's name, Julian G. Von Abel. So Von Abel, it doesn't quite have the ring of Goldberg. It sounds German because it's V-O-N as opposed to Dutch, V-A-N. So we'll assume that we could be wrong. But he seems to be a non-Jewish white. He's obviously white. And his book, which was published 3 years ago when he was 17 years old, it's on Amazon, Physics Reforged, The New Theory of Parallel Universes, Hidden Dimensions, and the Fringes of Reality. And reading the reviews, there was one review from a month or so after it was published, a great layman's introduction to quantum theory, with a twist. Easy to read and well-communicated, the author, a high school student, has written an engaging survey of quantum weirdness. He doesn't get into a lot of math in the main text, but there is an appendix for physicists with plenty of math. And I would assume, so at, the headlines are all saying that he was harassing other students. But when you see the 52-second video, you see, like, this black girl who's, like, trying to pinch his cheeks or something. She actually puts her hands on his face. And he's basically surrounded by these blacks, and he's just not backing down. And there's no way to see who started this interaction in the wee hours of the morning. But I would say that probably none of the people who accosted him, this is just a guess, but probably none of them had published books on theoretical physics. Now, maybe somebody had an Instagram account where they were doing a rap video. I don't know. It's possible. But and the thing is, he wasn't saying people of other races are bad. He was just stating that whites built the modern world. which objectively, I mean, depend the past couple of decades, you're getting some East Asian influence. But if you're looking back the past five centuries, it's pretty hard to, which is when modernity, that's what we think of as a modern era. And that is thoroughly dominated by, you know, white achievements. So really, where's the lie? And yet, you know, and then when he says whites have saved millions of people from starvation, and then you look at all of the food aid that's been shipped to, well, Africa in recent years, to China during their famine, you know, to India, also Bangladesh, right? The concert for Bangladesh, think back 30 or 40 years. So what are we to make of this? That you know, you have a black student union in Colombia, you would have, you know, Hispanic Pride Day or gay pride parades, and for a young white man to say, I love my people and, you know, look at our achievements, that is worthy of national attention because it's so hateful. What do we make of this, Mark?
Well, it's just more of the same, isn't it? And it needs, this ridiculous story needs to be juxtaposed with all of the things that CNN and these other mainstream media outlets are routinely not covering, like what Dr. Duke has been talking about on Rents in the last couple of days regarding this whole issue of the tanking of the Nobel Prize.
Yeah. Why don't you explain that briefly so our listeners know what we're talking about?
Well, basically, and they can go back to Rents Radio and to the David Duke archives to listen to this. I understand that the very fine Andrew Carrington Hitchcock from the UK was on Dr. Duke's show yesterday. I was on there today, and the topic in these last several days has been an academic paper that has been published that Dr. Duke will be publishing
By the way, that is John, I think his name is John Biko. He will be, or Jan, he will be the guest on Dr. Duke's show on Tuesday of next week.
Boy, that'll be exciting. I'll be tuning into that because the academic paper that he has published that deals with all of the statistics and the demographics on what is really going on with how these Nobel Peace Prize awards are made and who is doing the nominating and so forth and so on, shows a deck that is as stacked as the one as Israel Shamir and Ron Unz talk about when it comes to Ivy League school admissions. It's just as stacked in terms of the American public finding out what this Israeli settlement movement is really all about, as well as the American public being given a fair chance to hear the side of Vladimir Putin in Russia on this whole issue of Russian oligarchs and who these Russian oligarchs were that have stolen his country blind, or listening to the Bashar al-Assad side of the story in Syria in regard to why the United States and Israel and Saudi Arabia have been supporting Sunni Wahhabic extremists in destroying that country, why it is. From another perspective other than the Zionist perspective, why is the United States basically threatening to war with Iran and slapping Iran with what are basically wartime economic sanctions when, in my view, absolutely none of that is warranted? It gets back to the same stacked deck. Now, let's throw one other thing into this, and then maybe we can move on. I'm going to post this at National Bugle. I was looking at this during the break. Michael Kaplan of CNN. And folks, I do monitor what they put out because it plays off beautifully with the things that are said in the Jewish and Israeli press, as things that we publish and talk about here in the alternative right media that show a completely different story in these topics. But CNN, once again, is going overtime and overboard to try and frame a Jewish supremacist elite in the United States as the victims and not the perpetrators of economic aggression, political aggression, military aggression in the Middle East, a larger hostility toward Gentile culture and white European Christian culture and all the rest of it. What do they have? Kaplan posts, Michael Kaplan of CNN posted this story.
Kaplan, by the way, for those of you who aren't aware, is a very, very Jewish name.
Yeah, very Jewish name. And this post, a CNN op-ed, we'll put it up at National Bugle Radio. I'll make some sort of an editorial remark about it in terms of the larger phenomena being illustrated by this. But the title of this is, "The word Jew was not a common insult when I went to school. It is now," unquote. And he is talking about a young lady named Rachel. Rachel is a teacher in Berlin, as in Berlin, Germany, folks. There's some additional imagery that should be helpful for what it is that Kaplan is trying to do. And then in the course of this story, there is the usual expert that is cited in this story in regard to anti-Semitism in the classroom in Germany. This is one Marina Chernovitsky, the head of the Berlin-based organization, the Competence Center for Prevention and Empowerment, which provides counseling to individuals and institutions after anti-Semitic and discriminatory incidents. Now, if you read the first part of this story and then we'll move on, I think you'll see what agitation propaganda this is, as CNN is in a subtle way trying to justify to all of you folks who happen to watch that stuff with a less than discerning eye and a less than discerning hearing ear why they do these things, okay? What is it they don't cover? We've talked about that today. How is it they spin what they do cover? This Columbia University sophomore story is just one example of that. But here is the ultimate that is still on their main news page, folks. Berlin. Rachel always thought it was best to hide her religion from her high school students. The trouble started a few years ago when she let slip to a student that she was Jewish. Quote, this is straight out of CNN, folks. Quote, "I found swastikas scribbled in their textbooks. They drew penises around my name on the blackboard, and they'd yell like, 'Hey, Jew,' at me during class," said Rachel, a teacher in Berlin. "It became harder to do my job," quote unquote. Rachel, whose name has been changed because of safety concerns, it's probably Wolf Blitzer's wife, went to her headmaster and then to the police, but she said neither took her complaint seriously and she would not intervene. Rachel said things got worse. The students saw Israel as a menace, an oppressor of the Palestinian people, and viewed her as a stand-in for the Jewish state, she said. They took out their frustration by screaming anti-Semitic slurs at her. Last year, she decided to switch schools for her own safety. She has not told her new students she's Jewish. In a country still haunted by the Holocaust, says CNN, referring to Germany, anti-Semitic incidents in the classroom offer clear evidence that deep wounds haven't healed. Some Jewish teachers and students say they are caught between a surge of traditional right-wing anti-Semitism, code for nationalism and for European Christianity, and threats from Muslim immigrants angry at Israel,
whom the Jews imported into these countries in the first place.
Yeah, exactly. And, of course, Michael Kaplan of CNN isn't going to state that. But keep that in mind, folks, this alleged news story from CNN by Michael Kaplan, posted November 28th, that's still on their main page, that talks about the shadow over Europe. And then, of course, the intimation is, and the shadow that is being cast over the United States by these white European Christian types who are talking about America first and American nationalism and not going to war with Israel and being able to keep their guns and protecting unborn human life and being opposed to homosexual marriage and not wanting to fight another war for Israel using American money and American military forces as surrogates. You see, this is the subliminal message, folks. And when it comes to CNN, it is so obvious at this juncture that why anyone takes this network seriously is beyond me, but it's a frightening state of affairs in the United States when this kind of Orwellian agitation propaganda is being beamed into millions and millions of American homes on a nightly basis.
It's the most trusted name in news.
Yeah, well, boy, that actually makes me miss Walter Cronkite. I mean, what have we come to?
The most trusted name in Jews, really. I remember during the Kavanaugh hearings, when they were having the Senate vote, and then they kept breaking back to the studio. You know, they'd have their coverage of the hearings. I guess it was the day that that Ford, what's her name, Blasey Ford, was testifying, and Kavanaugh was testifying, and then they'd go back to the studios, and they had this panel, and you had Wolf Blitzer and Jake Tapper and Dana Bash and Gloria Bulcher, whatever the name is, and you had six people on screen. Every single one was Jewish, and I thought, the most trusted name in Jews.
And that's basically what it is. And take a look at CNN's spin on Brett Kavanaugh today. Brett Kavanaugh, of course, cast a very critical vote in the Supreme Court that kept Planned Parenthood and the feds and their relationship with one another from coming under a closer scrutiny from, I believe, the state of Kansas and the state of Louisiana, as far as those states wishing to defund Medicaid in those states, or at least that portion of Medicaid funds going to Planned Parenthood. Kavanaugh voted with the Jewish majority on that one, mm-hmm. folks, and that's perhaps an oversimplification of why he voted that way, but he did. And, of course, CNN, their idea of fairness is to trot out the great globalist, pro-Zionist, internationalist GOP Senator Susan Collins of Maine to say that Kavanaugh's vote in favor of the abortion industry vindicates her decision to vote for him.
You know, that's something. So I hadn't thought of that until just this second. You know, I have perhaps nonconformist views on the abortion issue within our greater movement. Certainly, I can understand why people in Kansas or South Dakota would want to restrict abortions. And I'm not making a commentary on the constitutionality of this decision, but it just occurs to me that this may very well have been a quid pro quo with Susan Collins. It might not really reflect how he is going to be deciding cases in the future. But
that occurred to me as well, that this might have been the quid pro quo to give her a little bit of political cover, and that the issue will be revisited later. That
yeah,
well
and I hadn't thought of it until this second, but thank you for bringing that up.
Yes, always glad to serve.
Thank you for your service.
Yes.
Okay, now, there were other issues you had brought up, and you one was Jerome Kersey, and we talked about that a week ago. What have been the developments over the past week that that we want to, you know, draw attention to and emphasize?
Well, I haven't checked RT today on this, but RT posted a story I saw last night that I did put on our National Bugle news page, nationalbugle.com, as it relates to a $350 million lawsuit that Don Kersey is now filing not only against Robert Mueller, but also filing against three American intelligence agencies, the FBI, the CIA, and the National Security Agency. And I'm sure that this is all tied up in the amount of federal surveillance of Dr. Kersey that was apparently going on in the run-up to his being fingered by the Mueller investigation as a source to lean on to see if he would sing off of the page that they wanted him to sing off of, in getting Roger Stone, in getting Manafort, in getting both of them linked up to Julian Assange, and ultimately in that scenario to get at Donald Trump and to prove that the Russiagate scenario has been a factual story all along. Kersey, interestingly enough, and again, I'm diametrically opposed to this guy in regard to his positions on Israel, on Iran, hence Dr. Corsi's book, Atomic Iran. It is classic neoconservative Zionist thinking in regard to the Iranian question, which I don't support at all. No. But let's give this guy his due at this point. It seems to me that he's done two things that we have to say on his behalf, much as I disagree with him strenuously in foreign policy, and much as I am not a fan of Alex Jones' InfoWars either, for reasons Dr. Duke has covered in the past. But having said all of that, of course he has done two things here that caused me to uphold him publicly today in terms of a guy who I think is going to stick to his guns, or he appears to be.
And you know, we're going to need to go to break now, but we'll be right back.
Good.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Attention RBN listeners. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of FrontSight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like.
Welcome back to the show, National People Radio, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. So, Mark, you were talking about Jerome Kersey.
Yeah, just a couple things in passing. Again, to underscore how deeply I disagree with this guy on Israel and Zionism and what our policy should be toward Iran. That was made clear when he was on my RBN radio show a decade ago. But there are two things I'm going to say right up front for this guy. He's sticking to his guns. He has said publicly on Fox that he'll go to prison before he gives false testimony or in effect indicates that he committed perjury with the FBI when he did not. And the other thing is this $350 million lawsuit that he has going against both Mueller and against the FBI, the CIA, and the National Security Agency. Folks, this thing with Corsi could, in effect, mushroom into a much larger issue beyond merely Corsi, Mueller, and the issue of the American presidency itself. If Dr. Corsi sticks to his guns, and I pray that he does, we could have a whole new window opening for us in terms of the amount of American intelligence surveillance that is taking place and has been taking place as it relates to alternative right media personalities, both those that are pro-Zionist and especially those of us on National Bugle Radio, David Duke's show on Rents, the American Free Press, the Nationalist Times, and so forth, who are not pro-Zionist. What kinds of violations of the First and Fourth Amendments are routinely going on with our own intelligence establishment directed at our own loyal dissidents, if you want to put it that way? Maybe this Corsi thing is going to shed some additional light on that. I hope so.
I'm mute on. So, Mark, I was just asking, what are the prospects for this Mueller probe ever going away?
It'll be interesting. At some point, he's absolutely going to have to produce what he already assumed is true, assumed, I believe, for political considerations. Jerome Corsi's legal case, where Corsi is turned around and has countersued Mueller and three American intelligence agencies, might well put these folks on a spot they've not been put on before in terms of forcing their hand to say put up or shut up, and when in fact they can't put up, and of course he might well be in a position to pursue them and to pursue American mainstream media even further in regard to exposing a degree of American intelligence surveillance of American alt-right dissidents and media personalities that could be extremely, extremely embarrassing for the folks that run our news media and that have a disproportionate influence in our government.
Okay. Well, hey, thank you so much, Mark, for being on the show. And everybody out there, go to nationalbugle.com. You'll find all of these great stories that Mark is posting there. And he writes a lot of his own stuff. He has interviews that you can find there as well. And I'll be back again tomorrow with another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.